Good morning. Thank you very much for tuning into the White Wave broadcast this morning. I am Jōshin Kamuro, an associate minister at Hawaii Betsuin. Some of you White Wave listeners may remember the series of powerful earthquakes and aftershocks that hit Kumamoto, where I grew up. That was last year on April 14th. Yesterday was a first year memorial for the victims of those Kumamoto earthquakes. I'd like to extend my deepest condolences to those families who have lost family members and friends. I also would like to express my heartfelt compassion to those who were affected by the earthquakes. On the day of April 14th, I received an email from my brother who lives in Kumamoto City. His message read, "Although many things have fallen down, I am okay." I was so relieved to read that one short sentence. But at the same time, I could imagine the fear my brother felt during the earthquake. It is said that repairs for Kumamoto Castle, a symbol of Kumamoto, will take about 20 years and roughly estimated at a cost of $600 million. Through the Kumamoto earthquakes, I fully realize the truth of life's impermanence, and I appreciate more the meaning of Ichigo Ichie, which means treasure every encounter, for it will never be repeated. This morning, I'd like to talk about Ms. Helen Keller and Mrs. Hisako Nakamura. Mrs. Hisako Nakamura was called the Japanese Helen Keller. My son Yuma, who is in the third grade at the Honganji Mission School, had to read the book titled Helen Keller by Margaret Davidson and write a book report as homework. He read the book of 90 pages, chapter by chapter, every day, and finished reading it in a week. When I asked him for his impressions of the book, my son said, "Helen Keller was a really great woman. She graduated from a good university, although she was not able to see and hear. She worked so hard to study. And her teacher, Anne Sullivan, was also a great woman." My son was very much impressed by Ms. Keller and Mrs. Sullivan. His enthusiasm motivated me to read that book, and I learned more about Helen Keller. I am still moved, no matter how many times I read the dramatic scene where Ms. Keller touched water. She became aware for the first time at the age of 6 that everything had a name, and that she also had a name. The book ended with a quote of Ms. Keller's words, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart." As Ms. Keller said, we pay so much attention to what we see and touch that we neglect what we feel in our hearts and think in our minds. Ms. Keller visited Japan 3 times in 1937, 1948, and 1955. When she visited Japan for the first time, she met Mrs. Hisako Nakamura. Ms. Keller said to Mrs. Nakamura, "You lived a tougher life, but you accomplished more things than I did." Mrs. Nakamura lost her hands and legs at the age of 3 from frostbite and a fever which followed. Although she didn't have her hands and legs, she lived in a positive way through the Nembutsu teaching. Mrs. Nakamura presented to Ms. Keller a gift, a doll, which she had made herself using her mouth and teeth. Mrs. Nakamura said, "When we work at something in which we put all our heart, there is neither ocean nor national boundary. The sacred and the true mind of human beings overcomes many obstacles in life." When they met for the first time, they each felt deep sympathy and shed tears. Both Ms. Keller's and Mrs. Nakamura's lives were full of difficulties and struggles, but they could understand each other's feelings beyond language and national borders because of exchanging what was in their true hearts. Mrs. Nakamura said, at the end of her life, "Though without hands or legs, the life I am allowed to live, how precious." She found that preciousness of her life, regardless of her lost hands and legs. Reading about Ms. Helen Keller and Mrs. Hisako Nakamura, I learned the importance of what we feel in our hearts and minds. As shown in Mrs. Nakamura's experience, Nembutsu practitioners who are embraced in Buddha's compassion will be given peace of mind and the ability to accept reality, regardless of the circumstances. Let us continue saying the Nembutsu in joy and gratitude for the Buddha's compassion. The spring tour group from Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii just attended the accession ceremony in Kyoto about 2 weeks ago, and then they visited Takayama City, where Mrs. Hisako Nakamura lived. They visited the temple connected with Mrs. Nakamura to learn about her. One of the poems Mrs. Nakamura wrote was on the occasion of Shinran Shonin's 700th memorial in 1961 at the age of 65. The title is Yearning for Shinran-sama. "Oh, how wonderful I am allowed to hear this teaching of the Buddha Dharma that is so real. The person who gave me this ultimate happiness was Shinran-sama. It was you. This difficult to live life that I am now allowed to live and come in contact with happiness. This difficult to hear true Dharma that Shinran-sama allowed me to hear. Today too, I am expressing my yearning within the Nembutsu. Truly, truly, I thank you." In closing, I'd like to read one of my favorite poems titled Stars and Dandelions. The writer of this poem is Mrs. Kaneko, who lived at the beginning of the 20th century in Nagato City, Japan. I heard this poem when I attended the morning service at 6 a.m. at Nishihonganji in Kyoto with my parents last February. I wasn't able to go and visit them on my trip, but they traveled all the way from Kumamoto to Kyoto to spend the day with me. Stars and dandelions. Just like the small stones on the seabed, the stars in the depths of the blue sky that are waiting for the coming of the night are not visible to our eyes. Though not visible, they are there. Though we cannot see them, they are there. Even though the dandelions on the riverside have lost their heads and withered, their strong roots between the stones are waiting the coming of spring, hidden from our eyes. Though not visible, they are there. Though we cannot see them, they are there. This poem teaches us there are things that, though not visible to our eyes, do exist. We should be aware of the unseen working from Amida Buddha and his Pure Land. Even when our parents, families, or friends are not with us, they may be thinking of us, loving us, even doing things for us. Thank you very much for listening to my message this morning. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.